When Fast and Furious hit reset in 2009, the original crew came back. The garage came back with them. And the cars? They became the real stars of the reunion. This is Next Car Review. Today we're breaking down every major ride from Fast and Furious 4. Dom's Chevelle, Brian's GTR, Letty's Barracuda, the villain cars, the heist machines, and the real versus replica truth, with fresh 2026 collector notes for fans who still hunt these builds. The 2009 reboot put muscle back in charge. Then it teased the import world fans had been missing. Dom rolled out raw Detroit iron. Brian chased sharper JDM builds. Letty brought her own muscle to the fight. The film felt like a bridge between two car cultures. None of the picks were random. Each ride matched its driver's story. And this lineup still matters. It shaped the franchise's whole car identity. It pulled muscle fans and import fans into one shared lane. Search interest for these cars keeps rising every year. So here's the full Fast and Furious 4 cars list. Hero cars, villain rides, and the chaos between them. We skip the background fillers. Only the cars that actually matter make the cut. Let's start with the hero table. Dom, 1970 Chevrolet Chevelle SS, the Dominican fuel tanker heist. Clean originals keep climbing in 2026. Brian, Nissan GTR, the R35, the LA street race, strong collector demand this year. Brian again, Subaru Impreza WRX STI, the border tunnel run. Clean STIs are rising fast. Letty, Plymouth Barracuda, tanker heist support, Mopar muscle prices are holding firm. Phoenix, black Acura NSX, desert and city chase, NA-era NSX values are up sharply. And Dom again, 1987 Buick Grand National, garage and race scenes, turbo Buicks are still hot through 2026. That's the short list. Now let's park each one and talk about why it stuck. Dom's garage screamed pure American muscle. His picks set the whole tone for the reboot. Old school, heavy, and they still hit hard on screen. First up, the headline ride, the 1970 Chevrolet Chevelle SS. This is the car most fans picture first. It opens the movie with the fuel tanker heist. Dom's Chevelle slides under moving trailers, raw Detroit iron, doing work that CGI still can't fake. That Chevy became an instant icon. In 2026, clean originals keep climbing. Then there's the F-bomb, a heavily built 1973 Chevy with a turbo big block under the hood, one of the meaner muscle cars on set. It gets far less screen time than the Chevelle, but the attitude is all there. This thing was built for raw power. And the sleeper, a blacked-out 1987 Buick Grand National. Turbo Buick, quiet on the outside, serious on the inside. It fits Dom's low-key, high-power style, and Turbo Grand Nationals have stayed hot with collectors all the way through this year. Now Brian's side of the garage. This is where Fast 4 brings the JDM tuner flavor back. The Skyline GTR ties straight to the early films. It links Brian to that first-era identity. But the real headline in this movie is the silver R35. That GTR moment landed hard with fans in 2009. It marked the jump to a new era, not the old Skyline story. A new Nissan, a new fight. In 2026, collector demand for the R35 is still strong. Then the blue hatch, Brian's Subaru Impreza WRX STI. Rally bred grip for the chase scenes. It does the border tunnel run, tight, planted, and built to stay stuck to the road when the Chevelle is all torque and theater. Clean STIs are rising fast this year, and this one stays a fan favorite among iconic film vehicles. Letty rolls deep in muscle too. Her Plymouth Barracuda stands out immediately. Modified, tough, no nonsense. It matches her exactly. She backs the tanker run, and that Mopar metal adds real weight to the team. Her screen time is short, and it's emotional. That's part of why the car still hits. In 2026, Mopar muscle prices are firm. The Barracuda is not a background prop. It's Letty, in steel. The villains needed sharp rides, too. Their cars push the chase energy. Phoenix Calderon drives a mean black Acura NSX. Sleek, cold, fast. It suits the film's main enforcer. Desert, city. That black coupe reads like a threat before he even gets out of it. NA-era NSX values are up sharply by 2026. This is one of the movie cars that aged into a real collector target. Braga's crew runs tuned imports and trucks. The cars fit a cross-border crime plot. they fill out the street racing field, and the Mexican border run leans on rugged, fast machines, heist cars pushing through tunnels near the line. Muscle mixed with import speed. That's the whole movie in one sequence. Let's talk about the opening, because the tanker run still sets the bar. Dom's Chevelle leads the grab. The muscle car slides under moving trailers. The stunt work holds up today. Most importantly, the scene proves a simple thing. Real cars beat CGI for raw tension. You feel the weight. You feel the risk. Letty's Barracuda backs the run. American power on both sides of the play. The crew at full speed. That's how Fast Four announces itself. Then the LA street race. Peak crowd energy. Brian's GTR against local tuners and muscle. JDM speed versus Detroit torque. The camera loves every launch. And yes, Brian bends the rules. A GPS hack. He reroutes city traffic to win. Gray area, sharp, very Brian. The car is fast, the driver is faster at finding an edge. Behind the scenes, a lot of Fast and Furious 4 cars never survived filming. The wreck count climbed quickly. Dozens of vehicles met the scrapyard. Most action cars were sacrificial builds. Only a few hero shells made it out. Here's the split fans still ask about. Hero cars used real, clean examples for close-ups. The wild stunts used cheaper replicas. That protected the expense of originals. On screen, you rarely notice the swap. Camera angles hide most of the body changes. Was a real Chevelle destroyed in the tanker scene? Mostly replicas handled the stunts, but at least one real Chevelle shell was destroyed. That's the production truth. How many cars are in the movie? Roughly 35 hero and featured vehicles. Many more are just background and stunt cars. Does the Skyline GTR appear? Yes. It links to Brian briefly. Then the silver R35 takes the bigger spotlight. So why does this lineup still matter in 2026? Because Fast Four defined the franchise reboot. Muscle led the charge, imports kept the speed, and the cars from that 2009 reset still pull big searches today. When fans hunt Fast and Furious cars, they often mean this movie. Collector-wise, the pattern is clear. Clean Chevelle originals keep climbing. R35 demand is strong. Clean STIs are rising fast. Mopar muscle is firm. NA-era NSX values are up sharply. Turbo Buicks are still hot. Those moats are based on U.S. auction tracking, classified listing aggregation, and our research lab pricing data as of June 2026. Real transaction prices vary by condition, mileage, mods, region, and seller type. Always confirm current values with multiple sources before you buy. That's the garage from Fast and Furious 4. Dom's Chevelle, the F-Bomb, the Fron National, Brian's Skyline Link, and the Silver R35, the Blue STI, Letty's Barracuda, Phoenix's Black NSX, and the crew cars that filled the border run. Muscle, import, villain, heist, all in one film. That's why this lineup still lives. If you want to go deeper, hit our full Fast and Furious franchise hub at Next Car Review. We've also got the Tokyo Drift cars list and the complete Furious 7 cars list. We'll keep this 2026 guide updated as these 2009 cars climb in value. This is Next Car Review. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next garage.